Hey, John McCann here, and before you get into the podcast, I need you to think about that child, whether yours or somebody else's, but think about that kid who spends way too much time on his or her cell phone. I wrote a book that might help you too. Order yours at flashbackbook.net, that's flashbackbook.net.
Meanwhile,
now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
All right, y'all, listen, we gotta stop this, all this complaining we're doing, because it's not getting us anywhere. I mean, we're just so negative these days. Folks mad at President Trump about, well, they're mad at President Trump about a whole lot of stuff. Border walls, government shutdowns, or he spends too much time on Twitter tweeting all day. Listen, one of my friends calls him Tweety Bird, which is both cold and clever at the same time. But the truth of the matter is, if the complaints weren't about Donald Trump, they'd be about something else. Hear what I'm saying? We are a nation of complainers, and that's not good. It can't be good. Now, it's about to be a brand new year. We spent all 2018 complaining. We got to find a way to do better next year. Got to figure out how to get clean in 2019. Did you hear me? You like that, didn't you? Get clean in 2019. Now, I can't tell you how to do that, unfortunately, but I know somebody who can. Y'all sit tight. Paging Dr. Jen, Dr. Jen, we need you.
Dr. Jen is in the house.
Dr. Jennifer Rounds Bryant is a licensed clinical psychologist. In other words, she can tell us why we do the things we do. So, Dr. Jen, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you're on call during the holiday season. And I hope you don't charge me extra for this time. But Dr. Jen, why do we complain so much?
I think we complain a lot because it helps to distract us from the work we need to do, the cleaning that we need to do for ourselves.
So how do we go about doing that? I mean, we're trying to get clean in 2019. How do we do that?
So we go about doing that by just being honest about who we are. So, for example, the information overload that we experience, well, that's by design. That's to keep us distracted from all kinds of things about ourselves and even realities about the social world that we live in. Like, so we're not even getting the substantial information that can allow us to have the knowledge and make decisions that are in our best interest. So while we're worried about the wall, we're not worrying about what's going on in our own community, even what's going on inside our own homes. And so the greatest antidote to that, or the greatest way to become clean in that process, is to come clean with ourselves and to be authentic about what is going on in our own lives and for our own selves. And so I find that when I spend time focusing on me and my own self-improvement and feeding into and nurturing into my clients and my charter school kids and all of that, I don't really have time to comment on what Tweety Bird is doing. Now, I do keep a side eye on him, though, because I do want to know if he's trying to exchange nuclear missiles with folks. I do want to know that.
Well, first thing, Dr. Jen, not to make this a political show, but when you talk about our president, do you also have to get into this whole Tweety Bird stuff? Show the man some respect, Dr. Jen.
Well, you know, here's the thing I like about Trump. I follow him. He taught me a ton about business. I follow him in the business world. He's a business genius. And so I see him applying the same things that were relevant and important in the business world, namely marketing, being everywhere all at once. And he has managed to step into the presidency and do the same thing. And as far as I can see, that is the only reason he's in the presidency, because he wanted to be known by everyone in the world. And that was the only platform that would allow that for him. And so while 44 wasn't even allowed to have a smartphone, he is somehow allowed to have social media account? Come on. So, yeah, he is intentionally Tweety Bird. And for that, I'm not mad at him. Like I said, the only thing I'm really concerned about is if he's trying to exchange nuclear missiles, then he's going to get my attention. All this other stuff he's talking about, I'm not even really worried about
it. Dr. Jean, you're trying to turn my show into a political thing, and I'm not going to let that happen. We're trying to get clean for 2019. Now, Dr. Jean, you talked about being off.
But you remember you said too early. I'm sorry to cut you off. So many people are so distracted by him.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I get you.
So they need to let that man live.
All right. So you talk about being authentic. Now, when I hear you explain that approach, a part of me feels like that's kind of selfish, Dr. Jen. It's kind of too inward. It's kind of too all about me and my little cocoon.
Well, the challenge is this, John. Is I look at it kind of like this. I look at it a big staple that most of us grew up with, whether we practice it as adults or not, or whether we practice it with our children or not. You know, when I was growing up, I couldn't go out. I couldn't go out with my parents. I couldn't go out with my friends. I couldn't go outside to play in the mud if my own room wasn't clean. If that bed wasn't made up, if those shoes weren't lined up on the side, if the PJs and the dirty clothes weren't put off away where they're supposed to go, then you weren't going nowhere. And so that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about cleaning up your own space first before you go running trying to talk about what somebody else is doing. So I'm not necessarily saying only focus on yourself. Clean your, you said how we get clean in 2019? Clean your stuff up first.
It sounds like a mental approach, if I'm hearing you right.
Yes, mental hygiene.
Mental hygiene, all right, okay. We talk about dental hygiene, but mental hygiene. Give me some more on that.
Yeah, mental hygiene is simply that. Cleaning your stuff up, making sure that your mind, your spirit, your energy is decluttered, straightened up, clean and clear, ready to receive company before you go off being worried about, like we worried about Kanye, what Kanye doing or saying. Kanye ain't concerned about, look, I know he ain't concerned about me. He don't even know I exist, right?
All right.
He might know you, he might know some of
you. He don't know me.
He might be concerned about them. But I guarantee he don't know me. And he ain't thinking about me at all. So, with respect to how we allow ourselves to be distracted
by
circumstances and people who do not impact our lives at all,
okay,
keeps us from cleaning up our room.
That's very good. That's very good, because if I'm hearing you right, instead of me dealing with my stuff, I'll distract myself and get into a conversation with you, Dr. Jen, about Kanye, and my stuff is still messy.
Yeah, your room is a mess. Like, man, what you talking about? Room, your house, your relation, your kids, your career. You know, you worry about Kanye when you've been saying you're gonna finish this degree for the last 8 years.
Oh boy,
you three classes away from finishing your degree.
And here's the thing, Dr. Jen. Even if I do come up with the solution that Kanye West needs, to your point, he doesn't know me. How am I going to get the solution to him? Well, I suppose I could tweet it to him. I could hit him on Twitter. If he ain't one of my followers. He ain't one of my followers, so he would never get it.
Right. Who are you that he would even care? And even on the off chance that he would care, you could probably, like I like to say, apply your considerable intelligence to a few things in your own life or in the lives of people who do care about your opinion,
okay,
and what you have to say.
All right. Well, Kanye doesn't know me. The president doesn't know me. But you know me, and I know you. And I know that with this diagnosis that you just gave us, I'm thinking you probably got one of your books that you might want to prescribe as a follow-up as part of the treatment plan.
Yeah. So my books can be viewed at my website. My website is www.com. And it's the following words all mushed together, Dr. Jen, J-E-N-N, moved, M-O-V-E-D, me forward. So Dr. Jen, movemeforward.com. Go on that website, check me out, check my books out, see what I'm talking about, and the various things I do. Hit me on Facebook at the same page. Dr. Jen moved me forward. And check me out, see what I'm talking about. I'm talking a lot about, on my Facebook page, I'm talking about forgiveness for 2018. I got to come up with another theme for 2019. I kind of think I know what I'm going to do for 2019. Talking about mental wellness or mental health in the public square, the day-to-day experiences that people have with mental health issues that go unaddressed from a mental health perspective, but that we end up doing all kinds of other things, kind of the epitome of why of not being clean in 2019.
Okay. So, on your website, Dr. Jen, is that doctor spelled out?
It's D-R-J-E-N-N. MOVEDMEFORWARD.
Okay.
So Dr. Jen, move me forward.
Well, look, Dr. Jen, here is wishing you a happy new year.
Thank you. You as well. Happy new year.
Ain't nobody don't ask me. I'm just so fresh and so clean. Don't you think I'm so sexy? I'm just so fresh and so clean.